Big day for the DUP today. It's about to choose its third leader and its first female leader. Senior DUP politicians are set to formally elect Arlene Foster to the top post tonight. She's also in line to become First Minister early in the new year. But what difference will Arlene Foster make when she takes over from Peter Robinson? Professor John Tong, co-author of award-winning book on the DUP, with me this morning. Will she make any difference, John?
Well, she's going to have to make a difference very soon because she'll be straight into election mode. The Assembly elections are not far away and the DUP's got a tough task holding all the seats that it won in 2011. So what we're going to see is a lot of intra-unionist rivalry over the next few months. And then after that, assuming the DUP is still the largest party and assuming that Arlene Foster is First Minister after the election, I think it's a fairly safe bet. She's got a very big intray because the Fresh Start deal raised as many questions really as it answered. Some of the finances have already been unpicked as not appearing as good as they first seemed. She's going to be a very, very busy woman over the next year.
Is she going to be any different? Is the party going to feel any different under her leadership than Peter Robinson's leadership?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, having a woman leader is quite something. She's the first leader of a woman leader of mainstream unionism. And this is coming from a woman who's been very critical, it should be said, of the conservatism, to quote her in the interview she did for our book. She said, unionism is very, very conservative, small c. So it's quite something that a woman has become leader, particularly in a party which is overwhelmingly male. 3/4 of the DUP members are men. Now, of course, the members didn't get a say in who was going to be their next leader, but there's no reason to suggest that Arlene Foster doesn't command the support, widespread support, across the party. She's also, you know, got to get more women voting for the DUP. Although they've done very well electorally as a party, it's still the case there's a gender imbalance in who votes the DUP.
I wonder, John, will she be able to keep the party together? Because you have the old guard, you have some people who are driven by their religious beliefs within the party, you have others who feel that the party needs to modernise quite radically. So I wonder, will she be able to keep all of those different factions together?
I think the old guard are becoming ever smaller in number, though. Of course, there's still lots of Free Presbyterians within the DUP. It's still the largest single category, but they are diminishing in number. The party's actually recruited very few Free Presbyterians over the last decade or so. Yes, Arlene Foster is more liberal in the sense she's Church of Ireland. She does represent a new start for the DUP in that sense. But, you know, the party is becoming less religious. I mean, some of the decisions that the DUP would take, for example, on same-sex marriage or abortion, they're going to be out of the DUP's hands, ultimately, I think. I mean, the courts are probably going to resolve some of those issues. So the great religious battles that the DUP once fought, I think they'll become fewer and fewer.
The party's first leader, of course, was the late Ian Paisley. His clergyman's son, Kyle, was on Good Morning Ulster this morning. Have a listen to what he had to say.
I think she's a very capable individual to bring maybe a breath of fresh air. You know, we've had a woman leading the country in England. There's a woman leading in Scotland at present, and one of the leading politicians in Wales, as leader of Plaid Cymru, is a woman. So it will be new for Northern Ireland, but that might broaden the appeal of the party, you know, to have that.
So nothing startling or surprising there, John, except when he was then asked, Kyle Paisley was then asked about whether he would vote for the DUP or not. He gave an interesting non-answer to this question from Karen Patterson.
If you lived in Northern Ireland, would you vote DUP?
I don't know who I'd vote for as living in Northern Ireland. Sometimes I don't even know who to vote for, and I've been living over here half my life.
John, is that not remarkable that a Paisley has said on the radio this morning that he doesn't know who he would vote for? So he wouldn't automatically vote for the DUP? A Paisley?
It is amazing when you think that his father was leader of that party, founded that party and was leader for 37 years. But I think that reflects more the bitterness between the Paisleys and the Robinsons, which clearly emerged when, in the view of Ian Paisley, he was deposed by Peter Robinson. In my view, Ian Paisley could have toughed it out. There were no rules within the DUP that prevented Ian Paisley carrying on. He could have said to Peter Robinson and Peter Robinson's advisers, look, I'm staying as leader. There isn't going to be a coup here. And there was frankly nothing that Peter Robinson or anyone else could have done.
So we can factually read into that, given what he has said, that Kyle Paisley, the son of Ian Paisley Sr., the late Ian Paisley, doesn't know, isn't sure if he would vote DUP.
Yeah, well, it's no longer a Paisley out party. It's moved on a lot. It's amazing the ill feeling that there is between some members of the DUP now and their leader for 37 years. It all ended very, very foully. It ended with tremendous bitterness from the Paisleys, the Paisley family, and Ian in particular felt that he'd been ousted. And that's where we're at. And Ian Paisley, you know, go back to Peter Robinson's closing speech at the party conference only a month ago. Was there a tribute to Ian Paisley there? I missed it. I think the whole conference hall missed it. There wasn't a single word said.
Well, I think
a tribute to Ian Paisley.
We're going to contact Kyle Paisley this morning again after the programme and ask him just to clarify. We'll see if we can get Kyle on to the programme tomorrow morning. But from that interview in Camus today, it's clear Kyle Paisley, the son of Ian Paisley, he's not sure if he would vote DUP anymore if he lived in Northern Ireland. Now, there's a story. John, thank you very much. We will leave it there for today. We'll get on to Kyle now.